Welcome to The Best Worst Story You've Never Read. I am your host, Cameron Lindsay, and each week I hope you'll join me to hear a story that sucks. A tale that is so terrible, an adventure so awful, that it's great. This week I will be reading an original play. As always, the playwright's original writing has been maintained as much as possible. To help me read the play this week, I have special guest Chloe King. So without further ado, here is Outer Space and Ice Cream by Islin Zadi Heap. The board is covered in equations. There is a large equation in the middle. Sarah and Natori are standing with their backs to the board, looking nervous, clutching a notebook and a pencil. April and Kim are standing off to the side watching. Krista.
And welcome back to the Math Bowl. While we were on commercial break, these two girls answered 25 more equations. Isn't that amazing? We are now on round 6,073, and closing in on the ninth hour. Now, girls, are you ready for the hardest equation in this contest?
Natori.
Yeah, I got this.
Turns to Sarah.
You are going down. I'm going to beat you.
A. Ignores Natori and turns to Krista.
I am ready.
Krista.
Okay, girls. Remember, this round may decide who the winner is, and you both know that the winner and three friends get to go on a long weekend adventure to a mystery location.
Looks at both girls, who then nod.
All right, 5 minutes on the clock, and go!
Both girls turn around quick and theatrically start to write on their paper. Natori starts to breathe heavy and mutter under her breath. Sarah, after a few minutes.
Got it. The answer is 69.
Krista.
I am sorry, but you are...
Correct! Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner!
Natori dissolves to the floor crying.
I wanted to win!
Krista pulls some cards out of her pocket.
Now please choose which card you would like.
Sarah chooses one.
I want this one.
Hands it to Krista. Krista.
You and three friends just won a trip through outer space.
Sarah.
Yay.
Runs over to where April and Kim are standing. Were they celebrate? Natori. Sobs get louder.
I wanted to go to outer space.
Sarah wanders over.
You can come with us if you want.
Eb.
Really?
Thanks. Set the spaceship up. Krista.
All right, girls. We're going to take off.
Exits. Off stage.
Get in your chairs and strap in.
They do so.
You are now free to unbuckle. We will be passing some planets soon.
April.
This is really cool.
Looks around, surprised. Kim goes over to the window.
Look, it's Mars.
Everyone looks.
Did you know that Mars could have had the possibility of containing life?
Sarah.
That's really cool.
April.
Does that mean that some crazy aliens could try to kidnap us? That would be bad.
Natori.
Why would that be bad?
Sarah.
Seriously?
Natori.
Yeah, seriously!
Kim.
Well, they could take us hostage. They might eat us. Oh, the list goes on.
Natori.
Oh.
Turns to April.
Is that why it's bad?
April.
No, I forgot my favorite pair of shoes. I can't be abducted by some weird aliens and not have my favorite pair of shoes. It would be a tragedy.
All of a sudden, the girls start falling. Kim.
What's going on?
Sarah.
Why is the ship rocking?
Notori, wailing.
I never wanted to go to outer space.
Sarah.
Hey, it stopped.
Krista, off stage.
We have a problem. We're getting sucked in by Jupiter's gravity. I have no control of the ship.
The girls start panicking, running around the spaceship. But Natalie stays at the window. Kim.
Guys?
No one answers.
Guys?
Everyone stops what they're doing and looks at her. Kim.
There's a spaceship out there.
Points. Everyone.
What?
Goes over and looks. Notori.
Who's in it?
Sarah.
More like what's in it. Look.
April.
Oh my gosh! It's an alien!
Drops to her knees.
Please, take them! I can't be abducted! I don't have my favorite shoes!
Everyone looks at her, then looks back at the window. Notori.
Look, they attached a rope to our spaceship.
Everyone lurches backward. April falls to the floor, since she is still on her knees. Sarah.
They're pulling us up.
Kim.
I think they're saving us.
Sarah.
No, Sherlock. They're pulling us further into Jupiter's gravitational pull.
Kim. Slightly offended.
Well.
Krista. Off stage.
Girls, good news. We're free from Jupiter.
Everyone. Cheers. Krista. Off stage.
Now who wants some ice cream?
Everyone.
Me!
Sarah.
Wait. Where are we going to get ice cream?
Krista. Off stage.
Pluto, of course!
That was Outer Space and Ice Cream by Islin Zadi Heap. I would also like to apologize to our author for possibly mispronouncing your username. And now time for the part of the show where we bring a special guest on the air to talk about the stories that we just heard, or play in this instance, and play a couple of games with us. Today we have Chloe King, another member of the improv team, Lex Out Loud, a.k.a. LOL, Kentucky's freshest improv team. I'll bet you didn't guess that one. Also a collector of men's panties. Chloe, how did you start collecting men's panties?
That's a total fabrication. Also, I just wanted to say thanks for having me on your show, but now I think I'm going to take that back because you're very rude to me so far.
So you specifically said it so that you could then take it back.
Yeah, I wanted you to know that
I didn't really appreciate it for very long. You took it back so quickly.
That was the point.
Really? I feel like you're supposed to take it back after a while, like after I've developed a deep connection to it.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Not.
Oh, such surprise. Anyway, since you're not going to talk about the panties thing, I'm just going to talk about it. I have some notes here that you gave to our producer, Dustin Jones, before the show. It says that your favorite pair has a small poop stain on it that you like to not smell. You don't like to smell that poop stain.
I don't have a nose.
Wow, that's really fascinating. You know, we're both sitting here in the studio, and I couldn't even tell that you didn't have a nose. It looks like you have a nose.
That was the point when I went to the doctor. I said, give me a not nose that looks like a nose. And he did.
Wow, so that's actually like a butt or an elbow?
It's actually, yes, it's part of my elbow.
Wow.
It just attached to my face. And
wow.
I got it pierced.
Never knew. I never knew that.
That's producer Dustin Jones, for all you listeners, who is also romantically engaged with our guest Chloe King.
That's true.
We're not going to get too detailed about that, as we want to keep this episode PG.
Let's keep it PG.
Oh, good idea.
Not talk about men's underwear and poop stains that I can't smell, which thank
men's
you
panties.
For reminding me.
Men's panties.
Men's panties. Don't be offended.
I'm not offended.
Not you. I don't care if you're offended.
Ouch. I'm offended.
I don't care.
Well, I guess we should probably move on to the games that we play. For all you listeners, you probably remember that last week I gave this game where both the special guest and I write something to contribute to one of the stories that we read. You might remember that I gave it a name, and I said I was going to start naming it this. I forgot that name, so we're going to rename it. We're going to call this game Extra Words. That sounds exciting, doesn't it, Chloe?
Wow. Really? Extra words?
Extra words.
Extra words.
Extra words.
Extra sentences?
Those too. Sentences are made up of words, you know that.
Words are made up of letters. Maybe we should just call it extra letters.
You know, Chloe, one of us has been doing a podcast now for 5 episodes, including this one. How long have you been doing a podcast, you noseless freak? In this game, we're both going to take 5 minutes to write those extra words. Sentences, letters, all of those different things, yes. So we'll take our 5 minutes now. Wowie dowie poopy. That was quick. Oh, man. Time just flew by us. Don't you think, Chloe?
I think sometimes.
Anyway, one of us is going to start. And since we're not allowed to use a coin to flip, because metal's not allowed in the studio.
We're going
to
flip you.
We're not allowed. No. Since we're not allowed to roll dice, because it's illegal to gamble here.
We're going to roll you.
And we're not allowed to spin the thing that you get in a twister box, because...
We can spin you.
We're not allowed to spin the thing that you get in a twister box because they're all sold out in the city after a major twister fest. Mm-hmm.
Twitter twister fest. It's very confusing. Hashtag right hand red.
Hashtag Twitter twister fest 2015.
2K15.
Yes. 2K15.
That's how the teens are talking these days.
Well, I'm not a teenager.
Well, I'm trying to inform you. Help
keeping me hip, keeping me young. Anyway, we have just gone ahead and decided, since we couldn't use any of those other methods, that Chloe would read her addition to the play that we just heard, Outer Space and Ice Cream, that you would just read your addition to it. And I believe you've written additional stuff at the end?
Yes.
So maybe it's actually better if I read mine first.
I was going to suggest that.
Well, we don't like suggestions from our guests on this show.
I suggest you fly off.
Wow, very PG. That's very kind of you. Anyway, I'm now going to read my extra words or sentences to the story Outer Space and Ice Cream. We've chosen listeners at home to or on the road or... in a gym, perhaps in a small dungeon, perhaps crawling through a cave. I don't know where you listen to your podcast, but
it's
we've
a
nice chosen.
Dungeon.
Okay. We've chosen to write our extra words or sentences and what have you in almost as if it were a novel as opposed to writing it as a play, because doing the voices would be difficult. And we couldn't prepare all of that in 5 minutes. So without further ado, I'll now read my prequel to Outer Space and Ice Cream. The broadcast returned from a commercial break. How much longer could this go on? They were already in round 5,827, and the eighth hour was approaching, and Krista wasn't sure how much more she could take. Natori was practically in tears. Sarah's voice was going, and she was starting to sound like a late-night radio host. Krista was nervous. If any of these people won, could they even survive the surprise gift of going outer space? Krista wasn't so sure. But the equations kept coming. They seemed endless. Krista nearly asked, "When will this end?" as her next question, but seeing how things were going, the contestants would both get the right answer. Never. Krista started to sob a bit inside as they approached the ninth hour and another commercial break. Well, Chloe, what did you think about my prequel to Outer Space and Ice Cream?
I zoned out, but it was pretty good, probably.
You know, we had a pretty elaborate vetting system for guests on this podcast. We really don't allow just anyone on here. If I may ask you, how in banana nut ice cream's name did you get on here?
There was a vote. I voted.
You voted to have you on here?
Yes.
Well, no one told me about this vote.
Majority rules.
Who's,
here I am.
Oh, are there other people on this voting group?
My cat.
Your cat? Did your cat vote for you too?
She abstained for personal reasons.
Personal or catinal reasons?
The latter.
Well, I guess that's understandable.
I would hope so. So anyways, here I am.
So the vote was you
saying
that you should be on here.
And I showed up.
And your cat abstained, so you were the majority.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think we should reevaluate. I'm telling our producer right now through the glass, Dustin Jones, that we should evaluate our process for special guests, perhaps consider making it not a vote between Chloe and her cat.
I would suggest an aptitude test.
That's how Chloe really has to talk to you, though, is her cats. It's kind of sad.
Well, I don't really care about our special guest's feelings. I just care whether or not they're good.
That information I shared with you
was
caternal. Okay?
I think you meant personal in that instance.
It's caternal.
Yeah, it's between her
between
and
me
cat.
And my cat.
Yeah, her and
okay, okay, Dustin, I think you contributed enough in this episode.
Yeah, Dustin, get out. Anyways, your story was great.
Thank you, Chloe. Yeah, you already told me you didn't listen to it, but That compliment goes a long way. Anyway, I hear you also have an additional a couple of lines. I was watching you writing over there during your 5 minutes. It looked like you sure got a lot of beautiful art written. I hope our author for this week doesn't think that this is terrible.
I certainly hope not. I tried to do my best to bring justice to this play.
Well, we'll just see how good your best is. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
I am ready.
Well, go ahead.
And just to be clear, this is adding on to the end of this play.
Outer Space and Ice Cream.
Outer Space and Ice Cream. Kim awakens, startled, smelling freshly churned ice cream and freshly solved math equations. Krista is calling her name, and she is surrounded by her math bowl teammates. Confused, Kim focuses her gaze and realizes she had fallen asleep during the final round. Sarah informs her they won the tournament and received an ice cream party. Kim was so thrilled. She turned to find her best friend, Eb, but cannot. Where did Eb go? Kim takes her sundae and walks around the math bowl hall, searching for Eb, becoming ever more frantic. Krista approaches, sees her distress, and delicately informs her that Eb had passed away 2 years ago, and they sent her ashes to outer space, to a planet with, curiously, as strong of a pull as Eb's friendship. That planet was Jupiter, to be exact.
Was that the end?
That's the end.
Wow, huge cliffhanger.
What did you think about that?
Well, I'm excited to hear what comes next.
Well, that's the end, so...
Yeah, I understand that. That's what a cliffhanger means. You get excited about what comes next, even though it's not coming.
It's not really a cliffhanger.
Wasn't there a part about a cliff?
No, nor a hanger.
Nor a hanger? Is that a friend of yours?
She's an author of romance novels.
Wow.
Sort of I think like I've, Nora Ephron, but...
I think I've heard of Nora Hanger before.
Nora Hanger.
I think I've seen her books for sale at places.
You wouldn't have seen her books because they're invisible.
Wow. She can write invisible books?
Yes.
How do you know they're romance?
I've read them.
How did you read them if they're invisible?
Nora glasses.
Nora glasses?
Nora glasses.
You wore a Nora glasses to read the book?
I did.
How did you hold the bridge up?
My fake nose.
You can put pressure on that? Can I try that right now? For our listening audience, I'm about to press and put some pressure down on Chloe King, our special guest's fake nose.
Yes. Oh my God!
Oh wow.
It fell off.
Yeah, I can see that. Are you just saying it for our listening audience?
Can you pick it up for me?
No, that's gross. You just put it back on like that? You just spit into the cavity and then just press it against your face?
It's not the first time it's fallen off.
I don't doubt that. Do you have a count, actually? I am kind of curious how many times it's fallen off.
Seven.
Only seven?
Only seven.
Wow. Does this make eight or does this make seven?
That makes eight.
I'm glad to be your eighth.
I'm not.
You aren't my eighth.
I'm not glad that you...
You're my third guest. Before you, I had Alex Chesser, and before that, I had Corey Collins.
Yeah, they were okay. I mean, I listened to them.
Oh, you listened to our podcast.
Yeah, that's why I voted myself on.
Oh.
So here we are.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
For our listening audience, Chloe's nose is actually hanging off a little bit. She didn't really secure it. It looks a little gross. You can kind of see up inside of her cavities. There's some mucus in there.
Can you please stop describing?
I think I see a paperclip.
Can you please stop looking at me?
It's important that I describe what's going on for our listening audience.
Okay.
They can't see. This isn't a video cast. It's just a podcast, an audio podcast.
They don't care.
I think they care.
I don't think they care. They don't look like they care.
How... You can see our listening audience?
I've got Nora glasses, remember?
I didn't know...
Right through these walls.
But this isn't even edited yet. Well, I mean, by the time that the people are hearing this, it will be, but...
Exactly. You're ruining the magic.
Nora glasses can see into the future?
Yes.
Where do you get Nora glasses?
eBay.
Really? Wow. You just search Nora glasses?
Yes.
It'll just come up immediately.
It will.
Are they expensive?
Fairly.
Can you get them in different colors?
No.
Just
the one color.
What is that color?
Neutral.
Neutral. All right. Well, I do like the color of newts.
Well.
And trolls.
Yes.
So.
Did you know what witches put on their toast?
No, Chloe, I don't know. What do witches put on their toast?
Nutella. Nutella. Get it?
Yeah, it's
Nutella.
It's like Nutella.
Nutella.
It's like newer Nutella.
I'm going to say it a bunch. You can pick which one you like the best.
It's like newer Nutella. I got it the first time.
No, it's like newts. It's like Nutella made out of newts. Nutella.
Oh.
Nutella.
Not Salamandertella.
Not Salamandertella. Not Geckotella.
Lizardella.
Not Lizardella.
What about...
Komodo Dragontella?
No, that would be weird.
I know. That's why I said no to that.
What about skink? Isn't that a thing?
You're a skink.
Wow. I thought we were trying to keep this PG, but apparently we've stepped it up to PG-7. Or TV-7? That's up for you, listening audience. Anyway, let's move on to the second game that we play, where I ask the guest to write a quick something, a little doodad, could be fiction, could be nonfiction, could be poetic, could be prose, really could be anything. Just their interpretation of our producer, Dustin Jones, that one who sits behind the glass. Chloe, this should be kind of interesting from you, considering that you know him.
I know him.
Yes. I don't really know why you needed to say it like you were some kind of lactating zebra, but...
Have you seen a lactating zebra?
Like six.
Oh.
All at once. It was a herd of zebra. They were lactating. And they all just together went, I know him.
Sounds terrifying.
It was. It was dark, too. I could only see half of them because they're black and white.
Oh.
But I could see the milk. And I heard the sound. They run in zigzags, you know. Isn't that weird? They use it to get away from alligators. And, like, cheetahs and stuff.
The more you know.
Anyway, go ahead and whenever you're ready, why don't you read your interpretation of our very own Dustin Jones? I'll be watching him so that I can see what he thinks of your interpretation.
Okay, before I start, these are inspired by Cheers from a Movie. By that, I mean I changed the lyrics. Can I use that? Can I put that on your podcast?
I don't have a problem with it.
I mean, like, for whatever purposes. Like, legal purposes.
I'm not a lawyer.
I'm asking you as a human, not as a guest on your podcast.
But you are a guest on my podcast.
Okay, I'm just gonna do it.
Oh, okay. Well, glad we finally got around to that. I hope all of our listening audience enjoyed all of that.
Okay. I don't think Dustin is listening. I don't think he's listening.
Well, hopefully your words inspire him to listen.
I hope so. I've chosen to express my feelings for Dustin through a series of cheerleading cheers, inspired by those from the hit film Bring It On, which I hope our listeners have seen.
Well, if they haven't, they can pause the podcast now. Watch it. This is not an endorsement. The Best Worst Story You've Never Read does not endorse Bring It On or its sequels. Bring It On 2.
Definitely not its sequels.
Bring It On 2, Bringing It On Even More. Bring It On 3. It was brought and it's being brought again. Or Bring It On 4, the bringing was brought down by what was yet to be brung.
Or rotting down the house with Queen Latifah.
I don't think that was an official sequel. Might have been a prequel. It might have been like Lion King 1.5.
It was something.
It happens.
They were cheering.
It happens before Bring It On and
bringing it.
It happens before Bring It On and bringer it on ner to what has been brought.
Bringing it honor. Bringing it.
I remember.
The honest.
There's always a pun in there. Anyway, pause. Okay. Watch the first one. Still don't endorse it. Still don't endorse the sequels.
We don't endorse it.
Excuse me. Are you making fun of my accent?
No endorsements here.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and just hear this. Why don't you just bring it on?
Oh, Dustin, can't stand your burrito breath, but I love your long hair. I'll feed you nachos in your chair. That was the first one. This is the next one. He's awesome! So wow! He totally freaks me out, but yeah, right on! Dustin is my number one. That was the second one. This is the third one. You transferred from Adair County. Your hair has no ending point. Oops, I'm your last resort. That's kind of a joke, but that was the third one. This is the fourth one. He's all right. He's okay. He's recording me talk today. And then I have one more. This is the last one. He sizzles. Ooh, scorch. I'd keep him on my porch. The ballots are in, and one boy has to win. He's quirky. He's fun. He's bright like the sun. He's Dustin. My B-A-E Dustin. And that's all.
Encore.
Did I bring it?
You can't whistle for yourself.
Did I bring it?
She was whistling for herself.
That was someone else. Did I bring it?
You brought someone else in here?
Did I...
You brought someone else in here to whistle for you.
Did I bring the heat? Did I bring the fire? I think my microphone's on fire. Can you put it out?
Yeah, just a second.
Thank you.
I just wafted the fire out there. Well, it was brought. I mean...
It's been brought.
You brought something in here.
Just like Queen Latifah and Steve Martin. Brought down the house.
Yes, just like them. You know, Queen Latifah was a guest.
Not a queen.
No, she's in fact not royalty.
She was a guest on your podcast?
No, she was a guest on the popular show Saturday Night Live. She sang a song about King Tut.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
That's a great story. Did you know Steve Martin was a famous comedian?
Tell me more.
That's all there is to know.
Okay.
Google it.
He plays the banjo. Naaman. I think that's pretty cool. Naaman?
It's from The Jerk. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Were you also born a poor black boy?
I was.
That's also from The Jerk. Mm-hmm. Why is he so mad at these cans? He's shooting these cans. I know. I'm just a jokester like Queen Latifah.
Just like Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
Queen herself. Queen...
Her Majesty.
Queen Alenz Tifa.
Queen Daddy Tifa.
I don't like that.
Man, this really tastes good. What is it? It's Queen Latifah.
I think it's time to wrap it up.
Well, Chloe, I'd just like to thank you again for being on our podcast.
Anytime.
It's been a treat.
Aw. Aw.
Huh?
Aw.
Oh, wow, that was a little loud.
Oh, that's really, thank you so much for having me. It's been really nice.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reading the play with me as well. That was really kind of you.
Yeah. And thanks to the author for writing that.
Certainly. We really appreciate it. And for giving us permission, as always.
As always. It's been fun. It's been real.
Before we go, I thought maybe we could do a cheer together. Your cheers about Dustin inspired me. Maybe we could do about a cheer about the best worst story you've never read.
Sure.
That's the name of the podcast.
Is it?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome. You should probably let your cat know as well.
I certainly will.
So how about we do a 6-line cheer, and we'll just trade off lines, right? So I'll do two. Or let's do an 8-line cheer.
Wow, that's an awfully long cheer.
I'll do two lines, you'll do two lines, I'll do two lines, you'll do two lines. And they'll rhyme. So like
AA or ABAB?
Well, I don't want to make you work too hard, so... Ooh, I've got the hiccups. How about ABAB? No, I'm just joking.
So ABCD.
No.
So nothing rhymes.
AA, BB, CC, DD, EE, FF. And then we're done with the cheer.
Got it.
Perhaps we can say a line that we can repeat, like an F at the end. We'll just see how it goes.
And 1, 2, 3, go!
The best worst story you've never read. You can listen to it in your head.
It's a podcast. Play it in your car. It's a podcast. Play it near and far.
The best worst story... is really great. There's nothing about it that I hate.
Except the host. He's kinda dumb. Except the host. Stupid like a thumb.
Chloe, that was mean. Why are you so hateful? You know what, dummy? Go away. And that's the end of the show.
Wow.
We're not gonna say anything else, Chloe. Thanks for coming on. JK, not thanking you.
Anytime. I'll vote myself on anytime.
No, you... Well, we're changing
vote
the voting rooms.
I'm gonna vote myself on next week.
Okay. If you would like to hear your story read, send us a copy online at lexoutloud@gmail.com. Special thanks to Islandzadi Heap for use of her play in this week's show. Special thanks to our special guest, Chloe King. Our show is produced by Dustin Jones. We would also like to thank The Silent Partner for all of the Creative Commons music used in last week's show. Each week, the music that we use is all Creative Commons, and we found the Silent Partners music especially enjoyable. Check them out on the Free Music Archive. This has been a production by Lex Out Loud, aka LOL, Kentucky's freshest improv team. I am your host, Cameron Lindsay, and this has been The Best Worst Story You've Never Read. Keep the stories coming.